Jesus warned, fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell. You must fear God. How do you fear God? Proverbs says the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. You fear God by obeying His word and keeping His commandments. By walking not according to His, not according to your word, but His word, His ways. But people are deceiving you in the culture, Satan's workers, pastors, priests. They're telling you that you can live like the world and still know Christ. They're telling you that God wants a Sunday scrap on Sunday morning. God does not want your scrap.
Obey Jesus.
God wants, yes, you have to come out of the world, young man. You got to come out of the world and obey Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The Bible says the word of God does not go out in vain, out void. It always does what it does. So as we preach the gospel and people don't listen to God's word, God is glorified. And from the preaching of the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and repentance to Him and born again by the Spirit, obeying Him in holiness and righteousness. By that gospel, people can come and find and know eternal life. But it does not come from how you believe in your church systems, or how you follow the culture, or how you walk in your flesh. The Bible calls mankind to a obedience to His word. He knows the way is right. God does not give us commandments to trip us up. God gives us the word made flesh in Jesus, to call us out of it, because His judgment is coming. And Satan is ruling this culture. And unless you're of Christ, you're of Satan. Jesus said in John 8 to the Pharisees, you cannot hear me because your father is Satan. So think about it. If Satan's your father and you can't hear the word of God, that means you're a child of Satan, Americans. God's people hear the word and they obey the word and they walk in the word. God's people don't live in sin and worldliness. God's people don't feed their flesh in entertainment like Apple Fest. God's people aren't into fleshly false ways. God's people crave righteousness. God's people crave holiness. God's people crave goodness. If they live like the world, they're not craving or living for it. They're deceived, and the wrath of God is coming for them. What are you craving today, American neighbors? What path are you on? There is a broad road to destruction and the narrow path to life. We love our neighbors so much, we come out into the broad road to destruction like these festivals to remind you to repent that judgment is coming. That if you live in your pride and your vanity, you're an abomination to God. A proud look is an abomination to God. You have to repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit, in truth. Unless you seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, you have no hope. You actually are trampling the blood of Jesus as you live after the pattern of the world. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today. Don't follow the church systems. Don't follow your flesh. Don't follow the pastors and the priests. Open the word of God and see what a grave danger you're in. A puny number of you are going to enter into the kingdom of God. It's my job so you know that. It's my job so you know you're headed for destruction and that you'll repent and turn. That your conscience would be pricked by the Holy Spirit. And you'd quit kicking against the goad, pushing against eternity. Against God's word, you're going to lose, neighbor. The Bible says you will know them by their fruit. Look at the fruit of America. Paganized, feminized, sodomized, materialized, corrupt from its core. All because it's had years and years of denominational religion. All because it is like Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's talk about it. America is Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom was judged for its sexual sin, but more than that, pride, its fullness of bread, and its idleness. That is America. America is an idle nation that loves the things of the world more than the things of God. Ponder that, neighbors. You're going to be judged for your false religion like the Mennonite faith. You're going to be judged for your false doctrines. Mark 7 says you're worshiping following man-made traditions. Yes, you are. You will be judged and sent away on Judgment Day because of your man-made religion, no matter what flavor you follow. But those that love God's word, keep God's word, walk in God's ways. If you're going to keep God's ways, you got to know what the Word of God says. The Word of God says to walk in righteousness and holiness. The Word of God says, keep my commandments. The Word of God says, come out of the world. The Word of God says, lose your life for Jesus Christ. The Word of God says, come out of man-made traditions like the Mennonite faith. The Mennonite faith, the Amish faith, the Anabaptist faith is going to damn your soul. Evangelical faith is the same way. We hear a lot of people here today at this worldly festival saying, God bless you, and they go to a church and they believe in God, but they're marked by the world. Are you marked by the world, people? In how you live, act, talk, dress, what you do with your life. Dedicating your life to military, but that not which is eternal. Really, a Mennonite man tells me, judge not. So the Mennonite man walked by me, then turned around and stuck his face at mine and said, don't judge lest you be judged. Well, he just made a judgment about me telling me not to judge. The Bible actually tells us to judge and to judge rightly and not hypocritically. And so I made a video and called them out. We're tired of the Mennonites here in this town of Versailles acting so smug and self-righteous, but they sit and listen to bluegrass music, singing about boozing, and they live in the world making their money, making mammon, and not preaching the gospel, not living the gospel, not teaching the gospel whatsoever. That's wickedness before a holy God. They're going to answer and be judged one day.